Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome, welcome. This is your Morning Mojo Call. So my name's Donna Perkins. I'm a regional vice president out of the great state of Ohio. Super excited to be delivering your message this morning and honored that I was selected to speak to you. And if you're new to ACN or new to these Mojo Calls, we do these calls every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday morning from about 8 till 8:10, 8:15, just to help everybody get started off a little bit better than they were when they woke up tired this morning. And we always try to hit topics that will either build us as leaders, build us personally in our own personal development, and then we try to attach that information on building our ACN team. So this morning I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind a lot lately, and something that I learned about probably 25 years ago. And that's a concept called spiritual axiom. A spiritual axiom. What is spiritual axiom? Well, a spiritual axiom is something that every time we are disturbed, no matter what the cause is, there's something within us that needs to be changed. Wow. What does that mean? Well, when I have a negative thought about anything, I have to stop and pause and go, whoa, what's the other side of that? What am I disturbed about, and why am I personally disturbed? That's the first step in taking a look at spiritual axiom. And then the next step of the spiritual axiom, because the axiom has to have another side, is what can I do for somebody else that will turn this into a positive situation? And you know, when I saw ACN and I saw the compensation plan, I realized the brilliance of the co-founders, because to me, the compensation plan is built on a spiritual axiom like I have never seen before. What do I mean by that? Well, let's look at the compensation plan. I'm just going to take the first two ways that we get paid, bonuses and residual income. Now, we make bonuses when we sign up customers. And when we sign up customers, just by the nature of our business, we are putting a customer in a better position than they were before they became our customer, or they simply don't become our customer. What do I mean by that? We're either giving them a great savings, or they're getting more value from the service than they were getting from the service that they had, or they're adding value to their life, like identity theft protection, or adding security to their home. They're getting more value. Or they're simply becoming our customer to do us a favor, which is adding value in their life. See the spiritual axiom in that? They're doing us a favor, and they're receiving goodness from our services. It's amazing. So every time we acquire a customer, there's this incredible spiritual axiom and ebb and flow of spirituality and goodness from us to our customers and our customers back to us. I love that. And the reward is the spiritual axiom. The icing on the cake is that we get paid for it. But with that said, if we're acquiring customers, and we're only acquiring customers to get paid, well, that's self-centeredness. And the spiritual axiom of self-centeredness is negativity and negative results. Wow. I remember when Regional Vice President Jim Lambright gave his Regional Vice President speech when we had a live convention, and he walked across the stage and he talked about this exact thing. He said, I'm going to close with this. When I want you to be my customer and you don't become my customer, am I mad? Well, if I'm mad at you because you don't become my customer, or if I'm mad at you even because you leave me as my customer, did I want it for you or did I want it for me? Am I being selfish? And I love that because I believe truly in the depths of my soul that the spiritual axiom of ACN is that we help others first. And because we help others first, we are blessed. We are blessed in ways more than compensation, but we are blessed. But if we approach our ACN business and it's all about me getting paid, me making more money, me advancing in the compensation plan, it's all about me and my dreams, I will have negative results. And I believe that to the depth of my soul because of the everything that the compensation plan tells me and when I listen to the hearts of the co-founders. Now, let's look at residual income. We get blessed every single month when people pay their bills. The compensation plan continues to pay us. How incredible is that? I mean, what a blessing. But these royalties come with a cost. That's how I look at it. These royalties don't come for free. I believe that we have to continue to bless others and to help others acquire customers and to help others build their dreams and to help others have hope and opportunity and to provide others with an environment to win in order for the exponential growth of the residual income of the compensation plan, in order for it to be fruitful. We have to help many. So there's some things that I've heard over the 5 years that I've been in ACN that really tells me when I'm not teaching or showing the spiritual axiom to the level in which it needs to be taught. And here's some things that I want each of us to think about this morning. When we go to get somebody qualified, are we going to get them qualified so that we can get our CAB bonus? Or are we going to help them get qualified because the person sitting in front of us just saw an opportunity to put their family in a position for more security? Because they're excited about being an entrepreneur, because they're excited about a second stream of income or an additional stream of income. Are we getting them qualified because we are business leaders and helping somebody else become a business owner? Are we excited about that? Or are we going with the thought of getting paid? And I believe that the spiritual axiom will come true based on our intentions. I really believe that. See, when we get somebody qualified, we do so many things for them that it's incredible. Number one, we get them paid right out of the gate. There is a paycheck for them. They get a return on their investment. They get that reward, which is incredible, but it is just one small, tiny little piece of the pie because we're talking to them about a business that's going to pay them residual income. They're going to get paid in a way that nobody else has ever offered them before, or seldom have they ever seen an opportunity to get paid residually. And when we help them get qualified, it means that we've helped them acquire some customers that now they're going to get paid on month after month after month after month for the life of the customer. That's the exciting thing about getting somebody qualified. And we're building a story for them and a story for their families and a story for the people that are going to join their team in the future. Getting somebody qualified is an exciting, incredible act of love and kindness, and it's an investment, a spiritual investment in somebody else's life in their first 30 days of the business. Now, what happens if we don't get them qualified in the first 30 days of the business? Do you give up on them? Do you get a negative thing? You go, well, they got in and did nothing. Well, I didn't get paid on that one. Or do you dig down and get excited? Because guess what? You could go get them qualified in their second month and get them a paycheck and get them in a position to earn a cab bonus. And we need to be thinking about qualification every single month. Month after month after month after month, we need to be requalifying ourselves and requalifying our team members. Because when we do, we're taprooting. We're helping them get in their warm market. We're building a muscle for them that will pay them a lifetime and bless their families and families that we've never met before. But only if we lead with the spiritual axiom of intention to bless them. Because, see, when we bless somebody else, we are blessed. But it's all about the intention. And I honestly believe when our intentions are for the other person, the spiritual axiom will always bless us back. But if our intention inside, and only we know if the intention inside is self-serving, and if the intention in self is self-serving, half measures will always be delivered back to us. We will never find the fruits of the blessings. And I believe that with everything inside of me. And here's some things that I know for me when I'm doing self-centeredness. Who wants to admit they're self-centered? Well, guess what? We're human, so we're self-centered. Even as hard as we try not to be self-centered, right? Sometimes I think I'm doing something for somebody else, and it's so self-centered. Oh, I just want to smack myself. It's just nuts, right? And I just go, how did I get here today? But here are some clues that I have when I'm being self-centered. If I think, oh, how am I going to pay my bills? Oh, well, they didn't do anything. Oh, why would they get in and do nothing? These are some of the mental triggers in my head. Now, maybe you haven't thought those things, right? Oh, well, I told them that they had until the 30th of the month to get qualified and they weren't going to make any money. Why are they complaining? Well, I told them what to say. Well, I texted them the scripts. I don't know why they didn't call anybody. Have these things ever popped in your head? Well, they pop in mine. And you know what that is? That is me complaining. That is me being negative, even if I never say it out loud. And that is me being self-centered. How do I help somebody become qualified? How do I help somebody build their business? Well, I get in their shoes, and I get excited for them, and I help them make their car payment. See, if I help them make their car payment, my residual income will take care of itself. If I help them make their ETL bonus in the first 30 days, well, I'll get a bonus, but it's got to be about them. If they're going to invest $224, and I'm going to help them make at least $500. How incredible is that? Right? That's so much more exciting to think about than if I'm going to make $50 or $150 or $200 or whatever it is that your bonus is. See, if I make it about the other person, I don't have those ugly thoughts. And if I make it about that other person, the fruits of our labor will pay in spades. So that is my mojo call today. It's all about spiritual axiom. If I lead with the intention of helping others, others will be blessed and God will bless me. But if I lead with the intention of my self-centeredness and my purpose, negativity will creep in and I will not receive the fruits of my labors and I will not get the results that I'm looking for. I hope that this has blessed your day. I hope that each and every one of you have an incredible and fruitful and wonderful weekend, and we will see you all on our Sunday night team calls. God bless.